One day it occurred to me that the warm, squeaky, smelly things squirming around next to me were my brothers and sister. I was very disappointed. Though my vision had resolved itself only to the point where I could distinguish fuzzy forms in the light, I knew that the large and beautiful shape with the long, wonderful tongue was my mother. I had figured out that when the chill air struck my skin, it meant she had gone somewhere. But when the warmth returned, it would be time to feed. Often finding a place to suckle meant pushing aside what I now knew was the snout of a sibling seeking to crowd me out of my share, which was really irritating. I couldn't see that my brothers and sisters had any purpose whatsoever. When my mother licked my stomach to stimulate the flow of fluids from under my tail, I blinked up at her, silently beseeching her to please get rid of the other puppies for me. I wanted her all to myself. Gradually, the other dogs came into focus, and I grudgingly accepted their presence in the nest. My nose soon told me I had one sister and two brothers. Sister was only slightly less interested in wrestling with me than my brothers, one of whom I thought of as fast, because he somehow always moved more quickly than I could. The other one I mentally called Hungry, because he whimpered whenever Mother was gone and would suckle up to her with odd desperation as if it was never enough. Hungry slept more than my siblings and I did, so we often jumped on him and chewed on his face. Our den was scooped out underneath the black roots of a tree and was cool and dark during the heat of the day. The first time I tottered out into the sunlight, Sister and Fast accompanied me, and naturally Fast shoved his way to the front. Of the four of us, only Fast had a splash of white on his face, and as he trotted jauntily forward, this patch of fur flashed in the daylight. "I'm special." Fast, dazzling star-shaped spots seemed to be declaring to the world. The rest of him was as mottled and unremarkably brown and black as I was. Hungry was several shades lighter, and Sister shared Mother's stubby nose and flattened forehead, but we all looked more or less the same, despite Fast prancing.